Good afternoon. Welcome to Eileen Angel Readings. My name is Eileen, and I'll be giving some mini readings today for those of you who would like to call in. But first, I'd like to tell you a little about myself and the way I do readings. Starting in early childhood and throughout my adult life, I have had a variety of psychic experiences. I have seen angels, and I've heard them speak to me on many occasions. In my day-to-day life, I pay attention and listen for their advice and guidance. When I do readings, I use angel tarot cards as a focusing tool. Then I use a combination of mental telepathy and clairvoyance to tune into people and circumstances that you would like to focus on. When I look at the angel tarot cards, people jump out at me. The book meanings of the cards are not as important to me as the impressions that I'm getting from these cards. Typically, when someone is getting a reading, they have questions about people in their lives, whether personal or business. I first have to identify the right person that they wish to ask about. As I mentioned, different individuals will jump out at me in the cards. Once I've identified who it is that you're asking about, even if it's yourself, then I can focus in more detail to help answer your questions by using my natural psychic abilities. And then one other thing. Lately, I've noticed more and more when I'm talking to various clients that there's some of them are having prosperity issues. And I think with the economy the way it is, that a lot of people are having prosperity issues right now. So if anyone's got questions in that area that they would like me to give them some insight into, I'm a firm believer in the laws of attraction or the using creative visualization to get the universe to bring to you what your ideal life is. And I'm getting ready also. I've been inspired to start a prosperity newsletter. And on my website, you're not able at this moment to leave your email address on my website. That should be coming up soon. I'm working on my website now. And the web address, if you want to take a look at it during the program, the web address is Eileen, E-I-L-E-E-N, angelreadings, with an S, .com. And you can take a look at it. My 800 number, my personal 800 number, is on the website also. So if you would like to be included in my prosperity newsletter, you can also call my 800 number and give me your email address, and I'll add your name to it. And okay, and then pretty soon, hopefully, my website will be able to take your email if you want to just click on something that you want to be put on the prosperity newsletter mailing. Then you can let me know on the website. And anyway, okay, so I'm ready to take my first caller. And may I ask who's waiting? Hello? Hello, do I have a caller on the line?
Yes, you do. This is Ernie from Syracuse, New York.
Oh, hi, Ernie. Is it Ernie? Is that right?
Yes, Ernie, yes.
Ernie, hi. How are you doing today?
Good. Thank you very much.
Great. Okay, well, Ernie, what areas would you like me to focus on for you today?
Well, I guess my personal life. I got married a year ago and in Peru, and my wife is going to finally join me, hopefully, in August. I just want to know how everything is going to work out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's see. Hold on. So you two, in recent times, have not been able to spend a whole lot of quality time together then, is that right?
Yes, just a couple of weeks out the year.
Okay, right off the bat, I'm getting that it may not initially be as smooth as you would like it to be. I'm not saying there's going to be any big problems or anything.
Okay.
I'm just feeling, you know how sometimes we kind of fantasize things in our heads and we make it into something really ideal, and then when you get to the day-to-day reality, it's all of a sudden you got the little bumps in the road and whatever. That's what I'm getting, that
okay.
You're going to have some patience and be ready to be very open with your new wife and your new life that you're starting together. You know, to be able to really communicate with one another, because I'm feeling there are some distinct differences in your, I don't know if it's maybe certain ways of doing things or philosophies or whatever. Have you known your new wife very long?
Well, about a year.
About a year? Okay,
right.
So it's a pretty new relationship.
Right, and there's a big age difference too. So.
There's a big age difference?
Yes.
Okay, let's see. You see, I feel like she's a little worried also. Has she acted like she's a little nervous about the whole thing, too?
Well, she's anxious to come over.
So. Yeah, she is, but go ahead.
No, I guess that she probably is, you know, a little hesitant, so am I, you know.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting. I'm getting a little nervousness on her part, kind of
right.
Like, you know, like I'm getting that she's feeling that, you know, maybe it would have been more ideal if you two had a lot more time together to really get to know each other.
Right, right.
And that's more what I'm getting as her concern.
Okay.
So have you just had short spurts of time, like a week or so here and there, to spend together?
Exactly, yeah. March was the last time I was there for about 2 weeks.
Okay,
yeah.
So it's been just here and there, little visits.
Right, right.
Yeah,
right.
And then all of a sudden, now you said you're getting married?
No, we were married last July.
Okay. You were already married, and she's coming into the country just now.
Okay. Into the paperwork, yeah.
Okay, because I am getting apprehension on her part. I think she's worried about this. Is this going to be her first time coming into the United States?
Yes.
And
yes.
She's leaving, you know, a lot of her family and her environment and everything, and I feel she's got a lot of insecurities about this, to tell the truth.
Right.
She's concerned and worried, and she feels vulnerable also.
Okay.
So you're going to have to really, you know, give her a lot of comfort and show her that you're going to keep things real steady in the relationship and that you're willing to really, you know, lay out the red carpet for her coming into the United States and coming to be with you, and that you want to make her an equal partner in your life. And,
Okay. You
know, I feel like little by little, if you're consistent and your actions back up your words, you'll be in good shape, you know.
Right.
You say these nice things to her, and then all of a sudden you're snapping and snarling at her, you know, because she doesn't understand something that we do here, our customs or whatever. You know, you're going to hurt her feelings. She looks like she's a sensitive lady is what she looks like to me.
Yes.
And
yes.
I feel she feels kind of humble and sensitive and... So she's got a lot of insecurities about this right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, has she expressed much of that to you?
Not really. She's very anxious to get over here.
Yeah, I'm sure she is, but she does look like she's hoping everything works out well. She has a very good impression of you from whatever time you two have spent together. She
right.
sees you in a very positive light. So
right.
she doesn't really have any reasons from you to be apprehensive.
Right.
I really feel she's afraid of leaving her home environment and going so far from home.
Right.
And leaving
right.
her family and, you know, who all the people that's been around her that she's known all of her life. I feel like that's more, it's an insecurity that way.
Okay.
That's what I'm getting.
Right.
So you need to try to help her. Oh, and one good thing you could do is help her to have and bring as many or maybe send items from home for her to decorate in the house. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Some of her items, people, you know, the handmade items from where she comes from. What country did you say she's in?
Peru,
yeah. You know, handmade handicrafts from her country or any other things that give her, you know, something that is part of their family heritage or things like that. Encourage her to decorate the house and use her items and put them out to feel as much at home and help her to have bring as much of her country with her as
right.
possible. I guess that's what I'm trying to say.
Right.
And I feel like the more you do that and encourage her and let her know that you and her are going to be sharing, you know, she's going to be sharing the American way of life and you're going to also share in some of her customs and foods and traditions of the Peruvian way of life.
Right.
Let
right.
her know she's a full partner with you, that you're not just taking her in and she's lucky to be in America.
Right, no.
So I think if you do that and keep and just be patient and really help work with her that way, I feel like things could be good.
Good.
Yeah. It looks like there could be a lot of compatibility there.
Right.
And it looks like there could be a good, sound relationship and a good foundation the two of you can lay for your lives ahead.
Do you see any children?
I feel like kids, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she doesn't have any already, huh?
No.
Yes, I feel a very good chance of kids. Are you and her wanting, like, multiple kids or something?
yes, she wants that very, very badly.
She wants a big family?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
That's
I mean,
what
I'm,
I'm are you okay
old.
With that?
I'm a little older, but I don't mind.
Well,
as long
yeah.
as she's happy, you know?
Yeah, as many as you can handle at a time, you know, like, but she, yes, I'm feeling very good potential for multiple kids.
Right. Okay, that's great.
So, yeah. It looks pretty good to tell the truth.
It really does.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. How about finance? What do you see?
Let's see. Finances.
Are we going to struggle?
You're going to have to just really look at the big picture and be conscious of budgeting and things like that. And you might want to sign up for my newsletter I'm about to start because, I feel like you're going to be needing, like a lot of us, to be using a lot of the fundamentals as far as attracting prosperity. And I feel like if you do, you'll be fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about health-wise? Any for me?
You know, I don't deal with health matters.
Okay.
They don't jump out at me at all. I guess because I've never wanted to mistakenly scare somebody and make them feel something's wrong when it's not, or make somebody feel they don't need to go to the doctor when maybe they do. So that's the one area I've never looked for, and, it just, unless something really jumps out at me, and even then I just don't work in that area, for those reasons that I just mentioned.
How about job-wise? I mean, I have a good job, but how is that going to go?
Well, overall, I mean, things looks like you have your share of stress here and there and things like that to deal with. But overall, over the long haul, things look pretty good for you.
Okay.
But your share of things, stressful things, you know, you should meditate, try to.
Right.
Do you do any meditation?
No, it's hard for me to, clear my mind, you know,
I know. Yeah, your mind is probably busy and active, and it's hard just. But if you could try to start taking a few minutes, even 10 minutes at a time, maybe in the morning, if you have time in the morning to start your day, it's a real good way to help ensure a smooth day. Because if you start out calm and you tune in to that the healing light, I just feel in my meditation in the morning that I'm just soaking in the healing light from heaven, from God, guardian angels, and just soaking in as much of that as I can and trying to radiate that back out. Just feel like you're in it and you're radiating that light back out. And if you do even that, just calm and peaceful, if you can do it even for 10 minutes in the morning, and then if you might find it's helping to refresh you so much and lift your spirits so much, you might end up spending 20 minutes if you have the time in the morning. It's a great way to really tune in so you can get guidance from your angel guides, from the universe. You can get those little nudges of guidance that'll help you on your path to make the right decisions too. You'll be more receptive to listen to little whispers that are being. Do you ever hear your angel speak to you?
No, I don't. And I pray all the time, you know, and I'll ask, you know, for guidance and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then a couple of times I've asked, you know, to know who my guardian angels are. Mm-hmm. But I've never gotten anything.
Did you grow up Catholic?
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay.
But
I'm
far away from that. I believe that you don't have to go to church to have a relationship with God.
Absolutely.
So I do a lot of praying on my own. Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, I grew up Catholic also, but I don't participate in the Catholic religion. But when you said you pray a lot, it just reminded me of the, in the Catholics we were taught to pray the Hail Mary and the Our Father. Recitation, basically, but you're not really communicating very well with God when you're doing that. The more you're just tuned in, and you never know when God or your guardian angel might speak to you.
Right.
So you got to keep an open mind. Keep your mind as receptive and calm. Remind yourself throughout the day just to be calm. The more you practice this, the more you will finally hear the messages, because all of us have angels around us. We have more than one.
Right.
You have a few angels. You might have numerous. There are several angels. There's not just one with you at any given time.
Right.
One might be keeping company and kind of following you around to help you, give you some little guidance. But overall, there are multiple angels that will help you over the years. And they do try to communicate with us in all sorts of ways. One way, let's just say you've got something bothering you, it's been working on your brain and you're upset or stressed or whatever, you might just try picking up a magazine and flipping through the magazine, and certain headlines in a magazine might jump out at you. And this is where you really have to have a receptive mind. When you're open and relaxed, you'll know when words are jumping out at you and they're meant for you. You'll know it. And it might address something that's bothering you right now. You know,
right.
It might say something like, don't worry, we've got you covered, or
right.
whatever. It's It's the way that our angels communicate with, one of the many ways that our angels will communicate with us. And then if the more you're listening, the more you're receptive, you will actually hear them speak to you, because I have heard this over the years, but more so over the last several years, because in my earlier days, I was, you know, I would pray a lot also, but I wasn't really expecting my angels most of the time to speak to me. And then out of the blue, I had so many occurrences where they did that I finally started saying, oh, my God. You know, they're not only with me, but they are speaking to me, so I better pay more attention. And so the more you're in that receptive mode, the more likely and the sooner and the more frequently you will hear them. Sometimes they'll just whisper something. It'll be a little whisper in your head.
And you actually hear it?
Oh, yeah. You'll hear it. It's kind of like some words in your head that you know did not come from you.
Right.
Okay, like you know what you're thinking about. You're thinking about, okay, what do I need? Do I need to cook some dinner after a while or whatever? You've got your mind on something else. And all of a sudden, a little message will enter your head.
Right.
And the angel's messages are always positive. They're always good. If you ever think you hear something negative or insulting or upsetting, that's not coming from your angels.
That's a lower-level energy, right?
Exactly. Absolutely. And my philosophy is, you know, there are spirits walking around, just because when people die or animals die, their spirits are inhabiting the earth, and we're sharing the earth with many, many, many spirits.
Right.
And you never know when some disagreeable spirit might be strolling through your house and then make some unfavorable comment to you. You know, that's where that's coming from, and you should just promptly, you can just telepathically say, you know, hit the road.
Yep.
I mean, the same way if a person in their physical body came by your house and said something unattractive, you would say, be on your way, you know,
right.
Close your
right.
door. And you have to be the same way with those unsavory ones that are in the spirit world, you know, they're lost souls or whatever. And and they'll continue on their way if they're attracted to people who usually are very unhappy or are very negative or also people who have drinking and drug problems, because they are under that influence, so they're in a lower place and they attract unhealthy type energies. But as long as you're staying on a higher level for yourself, you're going to be attracting the more positive energies around you, and you're going to have also your guardian angels can do a lot more work on your behalf when you're in a good spiritual place for yourself and your life anyway, because it's like it's that much more good energy being put out. You're putting out your good energy, and then your angels around you have all their powerful energy. So it gives you kind of an insulation from the negative. You know, somebody might slip in here and there, but they don't last long. Your angels will escort them away. And just ask them to, you know. And but yes, the more you can just be open in any way, magazines, things that pop out of a magazine, something that you might see something repeatedly on the TV. Some little words in a commercial might repeatedly be jumping out at you. A billboard on the highway, when you're driving down the highway, some words might jump out at you. So just stay open, and you can get more and more in tune, and then you'll be able to ask questions more easily of your angels, or, you know, what should I do in this situation? You know, what? Tell me, angels, what should I do? You know, like if you're kind of at a crossroads, it'll be easier for you to get that advice from them. And to another way, when your angels are communicating with you, you might be at a crossroads and trying to make a decision. Should I go left? Should I go right? Go with the one, typically, the one that feels smooth and just feels right to you and you get a smooth feeling about. Typically, that's the right direction to go in. If you get a little uncomfortable feeling under your skin or something that just doesn't feel right or something, you get a little something that just bothers you in your stomach, usually that's your own intuition or your angels trying to communicate that's not the right direction to go in. Typically. That's typically how it works. That's how it works for me.
Yeah. I have a question.
Uh-huh.
You said that praying the traditional prayer, you know, the Our Father, the Hail Mary, that's not a real good way to communicate with God.
Well, that's my opinion, okay?
Right.
Now, someone else may disagree. It's my opinion because it's a recite. You're reciting words. You're reciting somebody else's words.
Right.
Whereas if you, you know, the way I look at it, you know, we all have our day-to-day circumstances that we're dealing with and our problems that pop up and things we have to deal with that are unique to us in our life at that moment. And when you speak to your guardian angels and to God relating to what is going on in your life, they know what's going on in your life, but it's like, I don't know, I like to be very appreciative for everything we do have because, you know, in the big scheme of things, you know, however things are not, whatever's missing in my life, I know I have a whole lot, you know, when you look at other people and other circumstances and whatever, I know we're very, very fortunate.
Right.
So I like to first express my gratitude when I pray to God and ask, and my angels, I'm telling them, you know, informing them that I have a lot of gratitude for all that I have been given and all that we do have. And then I'll ask them whatever it is that's bothering me or whatever it is I feel I need more of or whatever to guide me in this and to you know, to let it be a smooth transition, if there's some project that, whatever it is, I ask for guidance. I ask for them to help me with things, and I try to express as much gratitude because I know I am very fortunate. We all are, you know.
Yes.
We all are here living in the United. You're in the United States, you know. Just living in the U.S. alone, we're very fortunate.
Right. No.
So
you're,
when you look
right.
at people who are experiencing horrible poverty situations and whatever in other countries, so you know. So basically, we have just so much to be grateful for right there. But yeah, kind of. To me, it's like a communication, more of
a conversation.
Yeah, more of a conversation.
Right. No,
so,
I understand what you're saying. Yeah, it makes sense.
And you never know when you're going to get some little tidbit of information. Usually, it's when I'm really not even thinking of much of anything that I'll hear a message from an angel or from God. I interpret most of my messages from angels. And then there's a different voice I've heard in my head that sounds a lot more stronger and everything that I interpret to be God speaking to me at different times in my life. And but a lot of times I'm just going and getting clothes out of the dryer or something, and all of a sudden I'll hear some words being spoken to me.
Wow.
And that's at the time I'm not even thinking about much of anything, you know, when I'm just doing some basic things around the house. So when you're receptive, And when you're fully aware that your angels are around you, and you're letting them know that you know they're around you, they know that they can speak to you when they need to, and on times when it's and the more calm you are, the better. But even on certain days when I've been upset about something and all feeling like the rug's been pulled out from under me, I have had an angel step right in front of me and speak to me, and I've heard the words very clearly.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. So, and that's when I'm even upset. I'm always saying be calm, because when you're calm, it's easier to get more information and little guidance and tidbits here and there. But even when I've been all shaken up and feeling like, oh my God, what am I going to do now? You know, like some big, like I'm thinking something's a bigger problem than it is. And I've had an angel step. I'm right. It's as if somebody all of a sudden stepped in your path and said, it's okay. This is not as big a deal as it's looking right now. I mean, and maybe not those exact words, but something that conveyed that message to me.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's why meditation is so important.
I try. I just can't. My mind is...
Oh, you can. Everybody, I know we all have a busy mind. It's hard.
Right.
But you might... is there any kind of music that's especially soothing for you, that's relaxing, that helps you to just relax more?
Jazz, I guess.
Okay,
really jazz.
All right,
yeah.
Jazz. You might put on some jazz music and just sit quietly... And make sure you're not going to be disturbed. Don't have a TV on or anything, you know, any other thing distracting. Just something that's soothing to you.
Right.
Okay? And just try to relax your mind and try not to think of anything. Well, I was even, one book I was reading, I have so many books about meditating and the laws of attraction and creative visualization. I love this topic, and I love to read more and absorb more of this information and pass it along to people when I'm doing readings. One book was even suggesting that you concentrate on your breathing so
okay.
that you're not thinking about anything. Just try to relax and concentrate on breathing. Now, one thing I like to do to relax my mind, too, is picture just a pleasant scene for you. Like
okay.
if you like a beautiful beach, picture that you're just out at this beautiful beach, or if you like to be, you know, a pleasant scene in nature, something relaxing, you know, a beautiful forest, that you're in a beautiful forest, and just try to relax your mind and don't think about, just make tell yourself, you're going to think about all the other things after you do your little meditation. Take 10 minutes doing that and then try to picture that you are tuning in or absorbing this beautiful white heavenly light that's
right.
filling you up, a white sparkling white heavenly light coming and just filling you up completely, and it's all around you, and that everything in your life is fine. Try to get to that point where you're just feeling like all is well in the world. I'm filled with this sparkling heavenly light. I'm totally connecting with heaven, with God's wonderful energy and the energy of the angels, and I'm being open and receptive to whatever healing they're sending my way, any inspirations they're sending my way, whatever it is, and I'm radiating this light out into the world. And if you just start practicing that every day for maybe 10 minutes, it'll make a difference. And then kind of try to remind yourself throughout the day to kind of just relax your mind, tune in just for a couple of minutes even. And the more you do it, the more it'll become a regular habit.
Right. Can I ask one more question?
Well, okay, one more.
Yeah. It's about my son. He's 23, and I don't know, I'm just worried about him. And I was just wondering, you know.
Okay. Does he argue with you a bit?
Sometimes.
Okay.
We haven't, you know, he lived with me up until about 2 months ago. He's 23, and now he's on his own with some friends, and that really worries me.
Okay, so you're concerned about the influence of the friends and all that.
Well, I'm just concerned about him because he has a good heart. He's a good person, but he likes to take the easy road. You know, he likes to cut corners and, you know.
Yeah, well, what I'm getting from him, he has a certain amount of immaturity, and I do get insecurities in him.
Right, right.
He's got a lot of insecurities. He feels kind of vulnerable in the world right now.
Probably gets it from me.
That could be, but I feel like you've outgrown a lot of that, and I get a lot of that feeling in him.
Right.
And I do see where you would be concerned about him, that maybe you don't want either him to be taken advantage of or to get himself into some kind of trouble because he cuts corners and things.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. It's too bad he can't live with you. Would you want him to still live with you if he could?
Sure, if he wanted to. I mean, he's been living with me for, you know, like I just said, he's 23, just moved down about 2 months ago. And he's been living with me all, you know, since he was around 13. And
I think it would be better if he could. I mean, yeah, he's 23, but he's still a big kid.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, without a doubt.
If you could at some point, if you could, or at least if he's not moving back in with you anytime soon, try to spend as much time with him just the same.
Right.
Because it does look like he would be better off living with you. It does look like he tends to be easily influenced by his associates.
Yes.
It does, and I'd feel just like you if I was in your place. Yeah, because I'm getting vulnerability and I'm getting insecurities in him.
Yeah, where he's, you know, I'm a worrier, so.
Yeah,
know.
I understand. I'm the same way.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I feel like he's. See, I feel like he would be better off living with you, to tell the truth.
Right. Well.
So, and he just moved out. Now you said he's got roommates.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, he just moved out 2 months ago.
Is he telling you that he's really liking it, or is he acting kind of mean?
No, I mean, when he calls me, when we talk, he says he likes it, but, you know, I mean, I'm sure he's not going to tell me he doesn't like it, you know. He's a lot like me, you know, he keeps stuff inside.
And that's,
you know,
what I feel like. He'd be afraid to admit that maybe he doesn't really feel like he fits in completely, you know. He doesn't want to say something to make himself look like he's insecure or whatever.
Well, before he left, I told him he could always come back, so.
I think you better keep opening that door to him, because he looks like he feels almost like he would be embarrassed. You know what I'm saying? It's
right,
kind of like,
yeah,
he went and he did this and he moved out. He's out on his own with roommates. And he might be a little bit embarrassed to ask to come back.
Right.
But I do get, yeah, he feels like he really is, you know, he's a big kid and he's a sensitive guy and he's a good guy.
Yeah.
And I think you, and because he looks like he's easily influenced by his peers, I feel like it would be great if you could still influence him more so
right.
that you can help keep him on the right track and help him to grow to be a stronger guy who's able to kind of say no when people are influencing him in a negative way.
Right, right.
So, yeah, so you might just try to get him to come over as often as possible and try to keep mentioning the fact, hey, you know, I really miss having you around. You know, make it look like, you know, the house is kind of empty without him being there. So it could be, if he decides to come back, it's kind of like he's doing you a favor.
Makes sense. Makes sense.
And he'd be doing both of you a favor, because I think it would benefit him. Yeah.
Right. Right.
So, okay.
Okay, right. Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome, and good luck.
And I'll call you, I'm going to call you for a reading at some point. So.
Okay, yeah. You've got my, the web address?
Yes, I do. I just bookmarked it, so.
Oh, good, good, good. Okay. All
thank
right,
you,
sounds good.
And
all
God righty. Bless you.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you, Ernie. Good luck.
Bye, thank
okay,
you.
Okay, bye. Okay, and let's see. Now, if anyone else would like to call in, if you've got a question about whether it's relationship matters or prosperity issues, if anyone wants to talk about attracting prosperity, that's one of my favorite subjects in the whole world. So I've bought so many books over the years. For many years, I've read a variety of books dealing with attracting prosperity and with... Oh, I think we have a caller. Hello?
Hello.
Hi. Who am I speaking to?
My name is Terrence.
Hi, Terrence. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
Great. I'm fine.
I just started listening about 5 minutes ago, so I'm not... Do you have a theme for today, or...?
Well, I'm trying to focus on prosperity matters, although the gentleman I just spoke with, we had a variety of areas we covered with him. You know, he was asking about some family matters and prosperity, and just we were talking about meditating and connecting with your angels. So we covered quite a few topics.
Wow.
So, okay, well, what I do is I use angel tarot cards, and... to focus on people and circumstances that you might want to focus on.
Mm-hmm.
And then I use a combination of clairvoyance and mental telepathy to tune in a little further.
Okay.
And I'm very much into tuning into my angels and encouraging other people to learn how to tune into their angels. So if I feel I'm getting some other little pieces of information here and there that I need to be passing along to clients when I'm talking in a reading, then I pass that along as well. Now, were there some particular areas that you wanted to focus on?
No, nothing specific. I was going to request permission to ask a question, but it would be in ancient language.
You mean you're going to speak to me in an ancient language?
Yes.
Well, I only speak English, so I'm not going to be able to... I'm not going to know what you're saying if you speak to me in an ancient language.
Well, to give you something to tune into.
In a more contemporary language like English. What, I don't understand. What is the question about?
Well, it's kind of in a place that's not in clarity for me. It's kind of in a foggy place, and that's why I was going to use the other language, because it's a communication that would bring it through in a vibrational manner as opposed to in a intellectual manner. If that's okay. I mean, if it's not, then...
But you're going to ask the question in this ancient language, and then
yeah.
You're going to tell me what it is in English?
I wouldn't know. It's something that comes through me, and I haven't, in the last 12 years, been able to decipher exactly what this language is expressing. So it's.
Did you find out what the ancient language is, where you could get it interpreted?
I have, from time to time, met people when the language is being expressed that they are interpreting it in communication with me, but that's very, very rare for that occurrence to happen.
Uh-huh. And this is something you've been hearing throughout your life?
Not just hearing, but speaking as well. 1997 is when it began.
Wait, is it like a particular idea that keeps coming to you over and over again?
Not...
Or a statement of some sort?
It's kind of... Let me see if I can feel into this. And it kind of feels like a directional move.
Okay.
But how to put it into a question is where the uncertainty lies for me at this moment. So.
Well, I have no idea what you're going to say. I mean, you can ask this question in this ancient language, but I can't guarantee I'm going to get anything from it.
Okay.
So go ahead and ask it, and then if I get any kind of feelings from it, I can pass it along to you. But I'm not at the moment. I find it a little confusing. But go ahead and ask it. Just let's just hope there's no X-rated content.
No, there is. There never is. It's always very benign.
Okay, as long
and
as we're talking, we're not talking about anything like that, then we're okay. Well, go ahead and ask
Absolutely.
It, and I'll see if I get any kind of feelings from it.
Porokatanamala, Sinikataraku, Hunhan, Niata, Ayata, Hopanisu, Kiatapot, the Nikatanana, Tusiki, Ayala, Kalain, no no money, Kumuni, Aya, Ashike, Hamadukutusa in Niku, Hoparaketa, Kotojishiki, U. I just got a insight that this is from like Lemurian heritage as I was bringing it through.
I do, what I'm feeling like, and I could be wrong, I'm feeling like someone is trying to pass along information to you, and it's like some kind of considered valuable information, you know, about something that, of the future, or something that, something about paths to be on, or something like that. But that was just some basic impressions. It just feels like some kind of information that's considered valuable information from the one expressing it.
Okay.
But I wish I could help you more. I really don't, you know, if I got anything more specific, but I've never heard anything like that before. And now you've been hearing this, and then you memorized all of this?
No. It expresses through in the form of like a channel.
Yeah. I'm feeling it's someone that is like someone who's kind of like a you know, a guide of sorts in your life, trying to give you information. And you might have you heard things recently.
This has been with me since 1997. So yeah, it's.
But I mean, just in recent weeks, do you even hear something from?
Not generally, it's just a communication that, as I said, it flows through my expression, and I don't have a cognitive or intellectual connection with it.
Okay, because what I'm thinking is that somehow you could ask to please guide you to interpreting the message and the information, give you some kind of guidance of how to understand the messages. Maybe you might stumble upon something somewhere. You know, it might be something in a book, or maybe someone else other than myself. You know, I that's not a typical thing that I do in my reading, so maybe, you know, someone else might be able to tune in a little better in that with something like that. So, but try to ask for some kind of advice or guidance to help you to unlock this little mystery of a message. So, and you might get some additional, you might get some little nudges in one direction or another. You know, maybe a book will fall off a shelf in front of you one day at the library or something. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
When we're asking and we're receptive to getting information or to getting guidance, different things will just pop up from out of the blue sometime.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, but I wish I could be of more help with this matter, but I just can't. Right? Not at this moment, you know. I'm not getting anything real strong on it. Do you have anything else that you wanted to take a look at?
No, I was just looking for a little bit of directional help with being able to understand this form of communication that's been happening for, you know, quite a long time, actually.
I got an idea. Have you ever tried automatic writing?
Oh, yeah.
And you haven't been able to decipher anything by sitting with a pen and paper?
Yeah, I have gotten pieces, if you will, of information, but nothing that that has any concreteness to it, I guess you might say.
Have you tried very many times, though?
Probably, in all honesty, I would say probably not a whole lot of times, no.
you might want to try that. That just popped into my head, that might be where your guidance comes from in that area.
Uh-huh.
Maybe if you would just, especially if you're thinking about this information and it's on your mind, go ahead and get a pen and paper out and just sit at a table or a desk and just relax and just put the pen to the paper and just see if you're inspired to write some words. You know, even if it's one word, if something pops in your mind, write it down.
Okay.
Just try that, because I'm feeling you might be able to find your way in that manner to tell the truth.
Okay.
And then you might be able to, somehow you might be, it might get transferred into English or into a language that you know, so you can write it out and be able to absorb the information.
Okay.
I'm getting more of that might work. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
So, but practice it several times, but be relaxed when you do. Don't do it when you're in the hurry and you get ready to go to an appointment and you're in a rush. You know, do it at a time you're relaxed. You don't have anything, any distractions around you. You can just sit quietly and put the pen on the paper so you're ready to write. Have your hand holding the pen where you're ready to write something, and if something pops into your mind, go ahead and write it. And but just, you know, I would do it on a regular basis, because you may not, you know, it's not something you just naturally do, right? So it might take several attempts to, and then because our guides, our angels, we will get help if we are proving that we're receptive over and over again, something will flow. And that popped into my head, the automatic writing for you.
Okay.
So try that next time, okay?
Well, thank you for your help.
All righty, you're welcome. I wish I could be of a lot more help, but maybe that'll lead you down the road you need to go down.
Well, it's the next step anyway, right?
Exactly, exactly. Okay, great. Well, thanks for calling, and have a good day.
Thank you.
All righty, bye. Okay, and if anyone else would like to call in, if you have a question about relationships or business matters, money matters, prosperity, attracting prosperity, that's one of my favorite subjects, so I'd love to talk with anyone about attracting, about techniques for attracting prosperity, meditating. Oh, I'll give you the number to call. I've got a couple of numbers here. One of them is 877-876-5227, and the other one is 888-815-9756. And my name is Eileen, and you're listening to Eileen Angel Readings. And if anyone would like to check out my website, the web address is Eileen, E-I-L-E-E-N, Angel Readings with an S, .com. And I'll give you my personal 800 number if you would like that. If you'd like to call after the show and make an appointment for a private reading, my personal 800 number is 800-457-8867. Also, if you would like to receive my prosperity newsletter, I don't have the capability on my website right now. I'm working on my website, and at some point coming up soon, I should have the capability where you can click on something to subscribe to my prosperity newsletter. But if you would like it, if you know you would like to get one, just dial my 800 number and give me your email address, and I'll add your email to the list of emails that would like it already. Okay, I think I've got a caller. Hello?
Hello. Hi.
Hi. Who am I speaking to?
This is Tony.
Tony? Is it Tony? T-O-N-I?
Yes, T-O-N-I.
Okay. Hi, Tony. How are you?
Hi. How are you? Thank you. It's hard to hear you.
Oh, can you hear me better now?
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay. All right, Tony.
Prosperity.
I'm sorry?
That's what I'm looking at, trying to attract prosperity.
Okay. All right. Great. Yeah, a lot of people are looking for more prosperity nowadays with the economy the way it's been, and I'm hearing more of that from my own clients that are calling lately, that they're having prosperity issues, and it just seems to have picked up a little bit in that theme.
Right.
And so that's why that prompted me to start a prosperity newsletter. And like I said, that is one of my favorite topics anyway, is attracting prosperity. Okay, and I'm just shuffling the cards right now.
Okay.
And what, now you wanted to know, do you have a particular question relating to prosperity?
The question how to launch my project, and how do I look for the resources to launch my project and live at the same time without having to work at a job that is not benefiting my circumstances or.
Okay, are you starting sort of like a new business or something right now?
Yes.
Okay, let's see. Have you kind of hit some bumps in the road trying to get everything up and going?
Yes.
Okay, because that's what I'm getting. I'm getting like pressure or resistance, kind of like a resistance, feeling like it's not flowing the way you really want it to.
Yes.
Let's see here. Okay, now, are you using any of the various prosperity principles as far as like creative visualization, picturing things the way you want them, and, you know, the different laws of attraction? Are you using any of those?
I started a dream book and a bulletin board, and I've had results with that, with other things, so I never really thought about I didn't think about money. I mean, I put other things and other objects up on the board, but yeah, I could. I don't know how to incorporate that.
That would be a good idea. You might even write down or have something about figure out what dollar amount of money you would like to be making per month right now, like just right now and in the upcoming months. And you can always change it later. You know, so once you achieve that, then you can add to it. Because you need to have something that because you have to get into the feeling of it. It's kind of like they say you have to walk the walk, talk the talk. You have to get into that feeling that you have it already. Have you been practicing that lately?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, because that is very important, that every day you've got to wake up in the morning and feel as if you're already making X number of dollars every month at this new endeavor of yours.
Okay.
So you might want to write down that an amount that you feel you could breathe and feel comfortable and feel pleasant about life right now if you were having that much money right now. The thing is, you don't want to write a figure down that is so high that you can't convince yourself that you can have that right now. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's why it's good to start at something reasonable, but at an amount that you're not struggling or being squeezed, an amount that you can really breathe and smile and feel like, okay, I'm fine, this is good. That amount, but that's believable, okay? So I would say whatever you need to cover your expenses every month and then a cushion on top of that.
Okay.
And that way you're okay. It's like, okay, I know I've got enough to cover all my expenses, and I've got extra money, too. I can save some money. I can go splurge on a dinner out sometimes, you know, that kind of like that. Okay, write that figure down on a piece of paper, and then have that in front of you, and try to feel, especially every morning, start your day feeling like you're already making that money, and you're already active in your new business that you're working in, that you're already active in it. Just feel like it. Get into that kind of, it's like you're stepping into those shoes of already having that. And the more you do that and practice it, the easier it's going to be for the universe to deliver that to you. And also, do you have any people around you recently, or I don't know if it would be friendships or relatives or what, that maybe have discouraged you a little bit?
Yes.
Because that's what I'm getting. I'm getting people saying discouraging things. You gotta, don't talk to people who are discouraging you.
I'm sorry?
Don't talk to people who are discouraging you, or don't get their advice. If you have to talk to them, if they're part of your family or your neighbors or your friends or whatever, just don't. You know, if you know you're not going to hear anything encouraging from them about your project and what you want to do, then don't discuss it with them, because you want to discuss your business and your plans that you're excited about with people who are going to be excited for you and who are on your side and telling you, yeah, you can do this. You don't want to talk to the ones who say, oh, how in the world are you going to do that, you know, or... Well, that sounds like a nice dream. I wish I could do that, you know, any sarcasm or anything like that. You don't need that, so don't even discuss those matters with people who would react that way. In my own life, I try not even to associate with people like that, you know, in general. I try to keep my associations very positive and pleasant. And so I can, it'll make it, it makes it easier for me to stay on a real positive path.
Yes.
But it does look like if you can just start employing some of the various techniques for attracting prosperity and focus on it, and you got to step above the discouragement because you've had some discouraging things, I feel like.
Yeah.
A little bit of discouragement. You have to really, really focus in on what it is you want. And it looks like you can, but it's going to take an effort. It does take an effort, it looks like. So what you're trying to do is not have to go and take a job.
Because I've been there, done that, and it doesn't work. And then I just get so involved in that that it takes away from my own dreams and my own vision. And
yeah.
I've done that a countless time. It's helping people doing that, which was fine because I guess that's what I chose, and I was too insecure to really launch my own thing. And now I'm just like, it's time. Otherwise, I'll never manifest it. I'll just continue on.
Yeah, it's habits. It's the thinking, the thought patterns, the habits of the different thought patterns that we get into. It's real important to change those thought patterns to where you're feeling successful. It's like a confidence. Confidence in this business of yours that you're doing this, that, you know, I'm doing this, this is my business, and
mm-hmm.
I'm going to succeed at it because it's something I love and it's what I want to do, and this is the life I want to live, this is going to be my new way of life, and this is my new way of life. You know, you gotta, it's as if you wake up tomorrow morning and you're living your dream life.
Yes, okay.
It's kind
mm-hmm.
of like you, but the thing is, It's easy to, you know, different little things come up, and all of a sudden we're back to our old thought patterns because we're worrying or upset about something. You know, you really
mm-hmm.
have to keep putting yourself back on track throughout the day even, because life gets in the way, you know. So you have to keep getting back on track and get back to that positive place. Do you do any meditating?
Yes, and more I do. I find the more miraculous it is, so yeah. I live in a very busy city, so sometimes it's hard to find it quiet, but I'm learning more and more how to do that, even if I'm in a very busy busy place. So I'm more and more.
Do you have time in the morning to meditate in the morning before you start your day?
Okay, yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you have time?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Are you doing that now?
More so, and yeah, well, not as much as I do in the afternoon, so... But the morning,
it's great that you're doing it in the afternoon. You know, the more
I meditate more in the afternoon than I do in the morning.
So that's great if you do. But if you can start your day with a meditation,
okay,
it
mm-hmm.
helps to set the tone for the day.
Yes,
and
okay.
And start out trying to feel already like you are the successful person that you want to be in this business of yours. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That you're happy, you're carefree, you're doing well, you're doing a good job, and you're happy about the results you're getting, and kind of go to your meditation. You know, like you want to get up out of bed feeling that way when you first wake up, go into your meditation feeling that way. That way you can get better results in your meditation than if you're all bummed out when you go to your meditation. You know?
Okay.
And then you'll get the extra insights and extra help and extra healing.
Okay.
And then if you can, at the end of the day, before you go to bed,
mm-hmm.
if you can find time in the evening before you go to sleep to meditate, and again, you want to have these good feelings, you want to go to sleep with these good feelings, it'll help you during the night while you're sleeping, it'll to sink into your subconscious so that you can get help through your dreams even.
Okay.
You might get some good insights in your dream time and wake up the next morning and think, oh, that was a good idea. Or you might get messages while you're sleeping in your dreams. You might hear someone say something to you that relates to this business of yours or to the what you're trying to do.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's the ideal, if you can do it. You know, I know with schedules and everything, and life is hectic, it's difficult. But if you can, and always have those pictures. You said you made a book, like a...
Yeah, dream book, and then I had a bulletin board, and
are you keeping all that around you? Are you looking at it throughout the day?
Okay. No, not as much as I should.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, you want that in front of you. You could even take it just so it's kind of just to gaze at it and glance at it even in your meditation or something,
okay.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
You want those reminders of your ideal life in front of you all the time, as often as possible. If you have to go out and you're out running errands or have to go to a job, if you end up having, like, take a part-time job. Oh, that was what I was going to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think if you have to take a part-time job it's the end of the world, okay?
Yeah.
Because it does
right.
look like that could benefit you also. So don't feel like you must make a living now at this business, because I'm
yes.
getting money for you. Okay, there's money for
okay.
you. So it may not be in large quantities right now, but there's it looks like steady income. So you might end
mm-hmm.
up having just a part-time job while you're building your business too.
Yeah.
And that looks like it would work fine if you did that. But if, you know, if you're out and about and going places, have a picture of something that represents your ideal life with you in your purse or your bag or something where you can just open it up and look at that. If you're, you know, if you're, I don't know, if you're sitting and waiting for an appointment or something, just open. You might have that picture handy where you open up that represents something having to do with your ideal life. You want to keep tuning in to what your ideal life is so you and feeling it. You got to really feel it. The more you can feel like it already is, the easier for the universe to bring it to you. And the more you picture your ideal life very fondly, smile and think, oh, yeah, that's it's happy, it feels good, it feels light, I love this. The more you picture something in a fond manner, the easier it is for the universe to deliver that to you. I've had that happen so many times in my life that, and surprisingly, just out of the blue, where something mm-hmm. I've been picturing fondly for a number of months or weeks or whatever, and then all of a sudden, it's like it came into my life. It's like, oh, my God, you know, it was just, I thought I was just dreaming mm-hmm. about this, and then there it was, materialized.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, keep fond pictures about your ideal life and about your business growing and building your business and how you'll enjoy it, and things will be going well and smoothly, and it'll be very enjoyable. And just keep picturing it. I did that when I first started my business. I started my business in 1996, and just prior to that, I was working for other people and stressed and commuting all over the place and going to school. I was working on my degree at the time
mm-hmm.
and working at a job, and mm-hmm. I wanted so much to have some kind of little business of my own. And I knew I was psychic because I used to give coworkers information, you know. I didn't
yeah.
take a card deck out or anything, but I would just
yeah.
tell them things, and later they
yeah.
would
yeah.
they would tell me, how did you
yeah.
know that, you know?
Yeah.
So I started thinking that would be nice to have that type of a business where I'm giving readings and just working for myself, and I just kept picturing it in this fond manner, and the next thing you know, a few months later, I started it, and then, you know, did some advertising,
right.
and all of a sudden I was on my way, and
yeah,
I didn't have
okay.
to work for other people anymore
yeah.
after that, after just a number yeah. of months going by,
right.
and, you know, in the planning stages and putting it together. And all of a sudden, it's like I was living this life that I had been dreaming about
what
while I was out
about.
Driving in my car, commuting from one job, from school
okay,
to the
well.
Job. And so you can do it. You can do it. You just have to don't let yourself fall into the negativity trap, you know. If don't listen to bad news all day. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? Get the news briefly and then try to stay on as positive a note as you can.
And
keep focusing on your goals.
Okay, great. Just a question about, I don't know if you can pick up about my friend that I'm dating. He's a musician, and how can I support him too? Not support him financially, but for support him in his vision of, because it's really difficult for him. And
I see a nice guy. Is he a nice guy and kind
yeah,
of quiet?
Yeah.
Does he have a quiet nature?
Yes.
Okay. He's kind of a low key. Keeps a lot of his feelings and all to himself.
Yes.
I see him. He's really a good guy. He's had some discouragement.
Yes.
In his career.
Yes.
Yeah. I feel like he needs enthusiasm. He needs
okay.
to take a new lease on life is what I get here. You know, you could share some of your prosperity techniques with him.
Okay.
Maybe,
mm-hmm.
you know, the truth is when you're doing something like that with more than one person, it helps. It makes it more powerful anyway.
Yeah.
The energy
yeah.
is more powerful when it's combined.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, and that's what he needs. He needs enthusiasm. That's what he's lacking.
Okay.
And, you know,
mm-hmm.
I get some self-esteem issues that go way back, but he's a sensitive guy. He's, you know, we all have our insecurities. He's got some different insecurities and whatever, and he's had some some discouragement in his life, but just a nice guy. Very nice guy, he looks like. Is that what you find with him?
Yeah,
he is. You need to help get him enthusiastic. When you're enthusiastic about something, you can move mountains. And that's where using those principles, the creative visualization, attracting, you know, you can do it. You and him together would be great. That'd be good for both of you. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, you're welcome.
Very helpful. I'll let you know once everything starts to manifest, I will for sure send you an email.
Oh, great.
Okay.
Well, also, if you want to get my prosperity newsletter, let me know.
Yes.
Do you have my website address?
I have your website, yeah.
Okay. Just take my 800 number and call me and give me your email address. Unless you see something, I'm working on the website now. So,
what's the 800 number?
Oh, my personal 800 number is 800-457-8867.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Hey, okay. I'll let someone else have a turn.
Good luck, Tony. Okay, bye. Okay, and I think we're out of time now. So, thank you for listening. This has been Eileen Angel Readings, and if anyone would like to check out my website, it's Eileen, E-I-L-E-E-N, Angel Readings with an S, .com, and my personal 800 number is 800-457-8867, and thank you for listening today, and I'll be back next Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Thank you.